KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic at 8:04. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In state news, federal investigators have gotten their first look inside a downtown Des Moines building that was gutted by fire over the weekend. The Des Moines Register reports investigators of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were in the building's west side on Tuesday. That particular section of the building was not as badly damaged as the east portion, where flames consumed entire floors. ATF spokesman John Hamm said investigators are looking for spots that might have burned hotter than others, an indication of how the fire burned and what might have caused it. The 115-year-old Yonkers building was in the midst of a $36 million housing project renovation, but it was consumed by fire early Saturday morning. It had been vacant since 2005. I'll have a look at area news coming up next.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
A public hearing will be held this evening in Atlantic with regard to the amending of the fiscal year 2014 city budget. The hearing will take place as part of a regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council that begins at 5:30 p.m. in the Senior Citizens Center, which is located next door to the City Hall and Police Department building. City Administrator Doug Harris said the total amendment amounts to $6,177,990. Harris said the lion's share of the amendment is due to the multi-year nature of the numerous bond-funded capital improvement projects the city has undertaken over the past few years. The amendments include $134,500 for public safety, $6,000 for public works, $8,000 for culture and recreation, $9,750 for community and economic development, $15,650 for general government, $3.9 million for capital projects, $287,000 for business-type enterprise, such as stormwater and wastewater-related, and $1.78 million for transfer outs, which involve the movement of bond funds into the appropriate capital improvement fund. In other business, the council will act on approving a change order amounting to $48,241 for a contract between Precision Concrete Services, or PCS, and the City of Atlantic. The change order adds the reconstruction of 17th Street west of Redwood Drive and replacement of a sanitary sewer on Maple Street between 9th and 10th Streets. The council will also act on authorizing the city administrator and or mayor to request bids for improvements to the storm drainage system in the alley between Lynn and Oak Streets by 3rd Street. It's hoped the modifications to the intake and flow of the storm drains in the area will reduce the risk of flooding to the area near the Aiken Building Center and Nishna Valley Credit Union on 2nd Street. The council will also hear a report on the proposed commercial and residential tax exemption program. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this week adopted an amendment to the fiscal year 2014 county budget, including the secondary roads DOT budget. The move followed a public hearing on the matter Monday morning, during which there were no objections. In other business, the supervisors adopted a resolution to vacate a county road. Their action pertained to road number 1 in Benton Township, sections 2 and 3. The 40-foot-wide road was originally established in 1898. Since it has not been traveled for years, no public hearing was required. And the board approved the appointment of Joy Scanlon to fill a vacancy on the Messina Board of Trustees, Township Board of Trustees, with her term ending December 31st of 2016. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors heard an update on the Shelby County Trails Project. In a meeting held Tuesday, Brian Leaders of the National Park Services provided an update on what the Shelby County Trails Committee has been creating over the last several months. Later said that he has been working with other surrounding counties, such as Pottawatomie County, to establish a countywide plan where other counties would link up their hiking and biking trails. Since October of last year, the Shelby County Trail Committee has been working with the public to come up with where they would like to see trails connected in the county. Leaders said the biggest or highest priority trail the public wanted from the meetings was from Avoca to Harlan. The other was on Highway 191.
We have people on L30 or Railroad Highway 191 all of the time, and they ride from Council Bluffs to Underwood to Neola, and then they may turn around and come back, or they may take another route back around. And so that route on up through Harrison County and up through Shelby County is very popular.
Leader says the main reason for the trails is to help communities with economic growth.
By developing trails, to some degree, some communities do experience economic, positive economic growth. I'll be honest, not all of them do. It all just depends on the area, depends on the trail, where it's connected to, depends on its proximity to other communities.
A map was presented to the supervisors as a guiding tool, but not the finalization where the maps will actually be placed. Leaders said the process is quite lengthy and will take years to establish and develop.
It's a long process. I think I told the group the first time I met with them, this could be a 25, 30, 40-year plan. As we know, nothing moves quickly, and funding isn't necessarily readily available for trail projects.
And he pointed out the previous county's supervisors have approved a resolution to support the county trail committees and help with the process without donating money right away. However, Shelby County Supervisor Steve Kengel cautioned that motion as he didn't want the supervisors to be tied to the specific map that was handed out. Instead, Shelby County Auditor Marcia Carter made a separate motion.
To support the development of trails in Shelby County for the health and wellness benefit of its residents and to encourage economic growth, and recognize that the committee has developed a countywide trail plan.
The motion was approved, and leaders said the next step is for the Shelby County Trails Committee to start applying for grant funding. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, authorities have lifted tsunami warnings for Chile's long coastline after a magnitude 8.2 earthquake struck the country's northern coast. Authorities say six people were crushed to death or suffered fatal heart attacks. President Michelle Bachelet said that the extent of damage from Tuesday night's quake is still being assessed, with a powerful tremor and more than 20 significant aftershocks touched off landslides that blocked roads, knocked out power for thousands, damaged an airport, and set off fires that destroyed several businesses. General Motors CEO is back on Capitol Hill today to testify before a Senate subcommittee on ignition switch problems on some of the automaker's smaller cars that are linked to at least 13 deaths. Yesterday, Mary Barra acknowledged before a House committee that GM took too long to recall the cars with a problem. GM has recalled 2.6 million cars since February. Chrysler is recalling nearly 870,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Dodge Durango SUVs. It says may have problems braking. Chrysler says the vehicles manufactured from 2011 to 2014 have joints in the brake boosters that can corrode if they get wet. Chrysler says it will install a shield to protect the boosters for free and replace any boosters that aren't working properly. And authorities near Philadelphia want to know who duct-taped razor blades to playground equipment at a park. Police in Brookhaven say no children were injured at Eaton Park, and they credit maintenance people for discovering the razor blades. Police say other parks in the town also have been checked, but they're asking parents to give playground equipment the once-over before letting their kids play on it. There was a similar incident a week ago in Illinois. News time is 8:12.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Lynn Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lynn Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harold Anderson, age 93, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harold Anderson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Severs, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Georgia Ann Severs will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Wenzel, age 95, of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ruth Wenzel will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Gibson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Delphine Gussie Maloney, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Gussie Maloney will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Austin Michael Oldenkamp, age 18, of Griswold, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sioux City. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements locally. Gerald Sickles, age 85, formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Gall, age 59, of League City, Texas, died March 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Mark Gall will be on Saturday at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Anita Irene Von Bergen, age 95, formerly of Casey, died March the 20th in San Diego. Graveside services for Anita Von Bergen, will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The News and Funeral Report brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.